Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about... Sorry for the quick interruption. We had the outrage of someone parking close to our driveway. We live opposite a school, so there's lots of comings and goings. But this is a bit of a test. I was talking about the sort of packet of scales that you want to bring in your crafty kit to the science room to teach science. So you can imagine a box, and inside it, it's got one container which has some fairy floss that does things, that does the quantum world. You've got a box with nothing in it, which is a nut, well, I suppose. What's okay, you have the knife and fork, it's your handle on it, it's your own scale. The next one has a little grape rolling around it, and that's the size of the earth. The next one has a little cupcake, and a little bead on top of it is the size of the sun now, and the sun expanding to a much larger size, easily sucking up, Mercury, when it slowly expands, it probably may go up to Venus, where orbiting 153 million kilometers away, which is at that scale, the scale of 1 trillion, 15 centimeters. Is that right? 150 millimeters, 15 centimeters, so that's half a ruler. So the cupcake's getting towards that. Because cupcake's a really small thing, so it's actually bigger than a cupcake. Oh wow. And then the next one is pancake. I'll go through, and the final one is a wispy nothingness. Where that's a little bit more complex. In the very center is now, and at the very outer the world is the beginning of time. It's a hard one to get your mind around. We don't have to use that too much coming across. So we've got those, six, universes, and I was thinking, you know, getting the eating theme is the way to go. It makes it a bit more imaginable. And someone bringing in a suitcase with six compartments, you can imagine that as well. And then the layer I wanted to add onto it is vintage, like a vintage toy. So people had in the 1930s, where you have fairy floss, they had a tiny little bead, it's an unusable toy, and they couldn't do as much with it. They had a little bead in the centre and these little electrons whizzing around, a bit like a snitch or something like that. Nice to imagine, but, you know, little practical use, old vintage stuff. And the other vintage universes, well, you know, 1930s, they began to actually work out that was anything beyond the pancake universe. So there is the idea of vintage and things coming across to explain it all. Now let's go back. So I like it sort of that next dimension of it is all these concepts being mucking up and at a certain point in time, as we progress forward, it descends into these six scales, teachable scales of the universe. And it doesn't require a lot of maths. It just requires, that's that scale. And that's the way kids understand doll's house, Barbie houses and stuff like that. I want to get into the actual maths for it. So you've got six scales, and I'll see if you can remember it. And I think it is easy to remember. And that's the fairy floss one. So this is a sugar. You get sugar in a high-speed spinner. And so the sugar melts and gets spun out in terms of a form of a glass, very fine fibres, very hot, and it makes your fairy floss. It bonds together and you wind it around and you get on your stick. Now, of course, in real life, quantum mechanics has no surfaces, and there's all these aspects that quantum mechanics will teach, but this is the closest model that we can have. They're pictures of it. There's real life problems of it. The next, so that's 1 to 1 billion. Everything is expanded by 1 billion. A billion is 1,000 million. Not too hard. There's a few numbers to perhaps remember on top of it, but then your universe, which is our working universe, you get really used to it. You know, this is a universe and you actually want to eat something like that. Then the universe after that is the Grapeverse, and that's everything shrunk by a billion. So if I shrunk the Earth by a billion, in fact a billion would be the size of a grape. And if I shrunk the sun, it would be the size of a big, very big yoga ball. And if I wanted to get the scale right, I'd set it across the other side of an Australian rules, around 150 meters. And at that scale, light travels 3 centimeters. I'm just trying to work this out. It's a foot a nanosecond. There you go. So it travels 30 centimeters in a second. There you go. Oh, so a foot a nanometer is what you know, remember in optical fiber labs. So if you get some optical fiber, well, along it takes a nanosecond per foot. A foot's the old scale, but 30 centimeters. 3 by 10 to the 8 meters per second, or 300 million meters per second, or 300,000 kilometers per second. The moon's around roughly 400,000 kilometers away, so it's a bit over a minute and a quarter as you go across. So that's three scales. We've sort of done fairy floss, knife and fork, in your own one. Grape, the next one is cupcake. So what do you use cup? That's where it's reduced by a trillion, 1,000 times smaller. So your grape reduced by 1,000 times is just disappointing. Your big sun is now reduced by 1,000 times. It's still seeable. It's still there. And why do you do the cupcake? Is the thing, the mental handle for the cashew. People don't really understand a cashew across. And then this is where that's a scale of a trillion, shrinking everything by a trillion. This is where this Japanese person, who's an icon of science, he's got presence. I can't sell anything. I can't explain anything to anyone. I phone them up and I just get this hostility. Why are you speaking to me? Okay, so I've just phoned up someone who's in information systems analysis. They're teaching it. And I'm saying, oh, yeah, I've been to the State Library. The State Library has recommended that you're the person I should speak to. No, I'm not. So it's just absolutely, it's just the biggest struggle in the world to actually get ideas out. However, there are some people who are gifted, like this Japanese person who's just got this presence. He just believes in the United States. He believes in outer space. He believes in aliens. He cares about them. And he's just got that, you know, he's just got it. He's got that. And so he is the person, who I think can actually come, if I can get him to do the trillion universe or the cupcake universe, I think that's going to be fantastic. Absolutely super, super, super exciting. So I'm going to have a try. So I've done a slow thing where I've podcasted the newspaper article on them to get some idea. Trying to contact the journalist, not a hint. I don't know what it is. I have to get people through. It's sort of like this idea of all the ideas of striking. So, it's hard to say. A strike for me is where the spectra of emission changes just ever so slightly. When it's towards the lasing, there's a game. So this is, and so with podcasting, you're going for a long while, and it's like tuning it up. You see it tune in and tune out. And here, you keep on trying, it's tuning out. But you know the general direction, the circuitry that you're going to bring in to try and build up. And so we've got the trillions in the big physics, the big science work. It's no longer in a world that you can comprehend. It's now incomprehensible distance that light travels at a third of a millimeter a second. So it's 3 seconds to travel 1 millimeter. It will then travel 2 centimeters. It was just like nothing in a minute. Takes a minute for light to travel. And in that case, the light is, 8 minutes away, is that right? Yeah. There you go. That's the trillion universe, so that's getting a bit more science in. Then the pancake universe, again, a pancake. The Milky Way is a pancake. And then, I've got a pancake on my plate, on the next person's plate, which is 2 meters away. They're not sitting next to you, you're not having a meal with you on the next table, a service. That's where Andromeda is. I think there's 150 mini fly satellites, satellite galaxies going around us. And so that's a good thing to actually work about the local cluster and work out galaxies. And the next one is getting more and more sciencey. It is something, but it's not there. One of the things that I was thinking for a model of the universe, one of the main thing about the universe is mostly empty. There is mostly nothing there. It's so hard to get your head around to it. So I think it's there, this expectation, well, I'm going to eat there. Well, look, sorry, there's nothing there. I'll have to go back and work it out. If you do the mass of the universe in kilograms, we'll say that's in litres, and there's a million litres in a cubic metre. So it's just a few things, and then you work out what the spherical droplet. I think it's 26 light years, not many light years across. Not many parsecs. I think it's to do something strangely clear with 10 parsecs around. There's that much matter in the universe, and that's something to really go. And the rest of the universe is just bunk. It's empty to go across. So there's the scales, and so my path is do by food first, and then to do people are used to going into toy shops or over to other people's games, and they will have their set of toys set up with a particular way on. And so your parents would have Meccano, and it had certain beautiful things, lots of fiddly bits, lots of things to do with it. You will have, say, Cabbage Patch dolls or something like that. It's just this thing where you can accept that the different theories are changing, and this is to accept the difference between classical and quantum mechanics. Thanks for listening. I'll stick these two podcasts together and send it off. Thanks a lot. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.